Spoiler alert, bitches.
Ice Bear would have been less charming.
Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
And I was like,
I love how they showed the mom and dad's concert. That made me so happy. But I wonder, because I know a lot of people probably don't realize this, but how Joy was in charge of Riley's childhood. Because as a kid, you're supposed to be happy. Did you notice that anger
was a...
So he has a bad temper. But, and this is kind of sad, the sadness, though, like the mom's depressed. Sadness runs her console. Something's wrong with that. And at what point in time, I know this is a little
That's probably for another movie.
But at what point in time, though, does your console stop getting run by Joy and gets run by sadness or gets run by anger to where you're an angry person or a depressed person? Like, that's kind of... This is where I put a trophy. If I have it, look, what's here? I've been trying to do back to the past. I am the greatest defender in the world.
What you do? Aww, why must people hate?
It wasn't that bad.
Ice Bear will hunt them down.
Get your life.
Okay, got enough right there. Yeah, y'all gonna hear that shit.
Get your life.
They'll be fine. They've heard it all before. Oh, welcome.
Are you casting right now?
Yeah, it's recording right now.
I'm done with you.
Look, I'm going to edit it. It's not like they're going to actually hear everything.
Okay.
Shit. Well, welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. Yes, this is a smoother way of me saying this because I'm not surrounded by a lot of men tonight. Tonight is just me and a special guest of mine. Say hi to the people.
Hi.
Tell them your name.
My name is Charisma.
Yes, that is Charisma. She is on a tryout basis. She might become a permanent member. We don't know just yet. But as y'all motherfuckers already know, I'm Matthew.
How you gonna sound so smooth and then call them motherfuckers? Like, who does
because
that?
Because they're used to this shit. We're 25 episodes deep in this bitch. If they don't understand how this thing goes by now.
Bring the smooth voice back.
We're 25 episodes deep in this bitch. If they don't understand how this shit goes by now, they can fuck off. Otherwise, welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
You said that already.
I know. I like to say it again. It's used to me being around Orlando where I have to keep saying it over and over again because he keeps fucking it up. Anywho, on...
Leave Orlando alone.
He does! Like, we tried to have him open...
Smooth voice.
This is how the shit goes sometimes. It's how the shit goes sometimes. Get used to it. It's like, we try to have him open up the podcast sometimes. It's like, nah, can't, because he'll sit there for about a good minute just not speaking. Legit. Like, hey, Orlando, open it up. I gotta be in the mood. Welcome to the something. Like, no, nigga, it's cartoon something. Okay, I'm sidetracking. On this episode of the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast, we will be discussing to the best of our abilities, because it's been a while since I've actually seen this movie. I don't know, how long has it been since you've seen this movie?
It's been a little while.
Okay, so yeah, we're going off memory here, talking about Inside Out. We're going to do another podcast about this after we both sit down and actually watch it again and compare it to. But yeah. Talking about the Disney movie Inside Out that came out in 2014.
Was that long ago? Mm-hmm. It hasn't been that long, has it?
It came out in 2014.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because I got it right here.
You're looking at it? Are you cheating?
Oh, no, 2015.
I told you it wasn't that long ago.
Well, shit, it felt like 2014.
Oh.
It really felt like 2014.
Definitely did. But continue.
Okay. So anyway, this movie was, let's see if I can pull up the Wikipedia. Fuck the Wikipedia. This movie was about a girl and her five emotions. Let's see if I can do this without looking. Joy, anger, disgust, sadness, and what was the purple one? What was the purple one? Yep, I'm a cheat.
Really? You don't know all of them?
Well, do you know?
You can figure it out.
Oh, the purple. I can't really figure out the purple one because I didn't really care for the purple one.
Why not?
I don't really have that emotion.
He keeps you safe.
That's why I don't have that emotion. But how often do you see me
keep yourself safe?
I got 16 stitches in my right eye when I was 2 years old because I thought I was Batman. Didn't know Batman couldn't fly. I'm gonna make you work for
this one. Pull them up.
Oh, it's right here. Right. Well, hold on. Well, let me pull. Casting. No. Animate. No. Yeah. Okay. Joy, sadness, fear. Wow. Fear.
What else did you think it was? I said he keeps you safe.
But that just because you're fear doesn't mean you're keeping somebody safe.
I'm afraid of burning my hand on the stove, so I'm not just gonna stick it on there. Fear of burning myself keeps me from burning up my hand, keeps me safe. Sim right down.
I don't really
fear of heights keeps my ass from going too close to the edge of the building and falling over and being splat on the floor.
Is it really, stop. Is it really the fear or is it the knowledge that you know if you do that?
It's fear.
Okay, fine. Fuck it. It's fear.
You're afraid of dying. Your ass is just going to go beep.
Okay. Yeah. True.
But let's talk about these things.
Yeah, okay. Well, hold on. Let me give the people the plot first since I'm looking dead at it. The plot of the movie Inside Out. It was about a girl named Riley Anderson, born in Minnesota, and within her mind, five personifications of her basic emotions, once again, joy, sadness, fear, disgust, and anger, gradually come to life and influence her action via a console in her mind headquarters. As she grows up, her experiences become memories, stored in colored orbs, which are sent into long-term memory each night. Her five most important core memories, all of which are happy ones, are housed in the hub that powers Island. Each reflecting, and if you hear something in the background, that was the pizza box being opened. Each reflecting nasty.
Really?
Well, I mean,
you had to do me like that?
I do everybody like that. Shoot, there's been times on this podcast that...
Excuse me. It's an alarm. I apologize.
Now, so you've never had an alarm go off. Never.
I bring wonderfully new things to the show. Alarms, clash, you know. Well, all the wonderful things. Now I'm going to be nice.
Where was I at? Oh, yeah. Islands. Each reflecting an aspect of her personalities. In headquarters, Joy acts as a de facto leader to maintain Riley's cheerful childhood. But since she and the other emotions do not understand sadness' purpose, she frequently tries to keep sadness away from the console.
Rewind.
And that's all I'm going to read from the plot because I'm not going
to... But rewind that last part. It was important. That's why I said rewind.
Okay, well, rewind. Joy acts as a de facto leader to maintain Riley's cheerful childhood. But since she and the other emotions do not understand sadness's purpose, she frequently tries to keep sadness away from the console.
There we go.
Do I have to rewind again? Or
no, you're fine. Because I feel like that's the most important plot of the movie in itself. The fact that they don't understand it and they attempt to keep her away from it. Because if they didn't do those things, the movie wouldn't have been, I feel like, as...
deep?
Yeah. Well, no, it could have still been deep. But, like, Riley wouldn't have had to experience it the way she did. Like, if she was able to express her sadness, she wouldn't have fucking tried to run away. She would have been able to express it to her parents like she did when she came back from running away. Because that's really what her issue was. She was upset, but, like, she wasn't really mad. She was just sad. And at that age, her mind, or at least Joy in them inside her mind, couldn't understand that you can be happy about something and be sad. You can be scared about something and be sad. You can be angry and sad. Like, you can be these things mixed together that aren't the basic emojis. Lord have mercy. Emotions.
Oh, okay, millennial.
Shut up. But continue.
Oh, no, you was on a roll. You can go ahead with that shit.
Well, because I like the movie. Not in the sense where I feel like I will watch it 50 times over. Because I feel like it's one of those movies where you watch it and you're pretty good on it.
You have a finite amount of time you want to watch it.
It's a good movie. You'll come back to it in a few months, maybe a year, to watch it again. But, it's still a good movie. I think it was really good of Disney. I like the way they've been taking certain things lately. Not only the Inside Out, but like the Polynesian Princess we have coming out soon. Like, I'm really excited about her.
I really want to go see that movie.
Oh, yes. Have you seen the trailer where the water plays with her when she's a baby? It's the cutest thing ever. It gives me so many feels. But so, I like the fact that they are attempting to teach kids that there are better ways to handle your emotion than to be like Ariel or Cinderella, Jasmine, all the princesses who throw themselves on the rock and start crying because something did not go their way. That is not... Don't get me wrong. You can be sad and throw yourself on the bed and cry, but that is not how you're supposed to handle things.
Okay. Ariel did that shit, and I always hate Ariel for that. Did Cinderella really do that, though?
Cinderella does it. She does it on the bench. That's when she meets her fairy godmother. Jasmine does it. Okay, hold on.
Cinderella did it in after she had, like, been... How do I want to put this? She'd been a faithful servant. Even throughout all the trials and tribulations, it's like, okay,
somewhere that she shouldn't have had to be. This is true. I'm not saying that these people are weak characters. Mm-hmm. But I feel like when you make movies aimed at children, then you should at least have some, like this one, which I think took a little bit too long to come out. You should make movies that show them how to deal with things. You notice I didn't list, like, Simba in there for crying over his dad. Like, that is a really good reason to cry. Like, that is the saddest part of almost any movie I've ever watched. But there are better ways to fix things than to dramatically throw yourself on something and cry. All the princesses do it, I swear. It was nice to have a girl who did something other than throw herself on the bed and cry.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, not all, but the majority of the original princesses. Okay,
the golden era princesses.
The original princesses. I mean, Elsa didn't throw herself on something and
cry. Didn't. Meridia didn't.
Meridia, that's not her name. Her name is Merida.
Well, you know what I meant. The brave girl. The most forgotten princess.
I am quite fond of her.
Everybody's fond of her, but can't nobody remember her name?
I remembered it.
Okay, you did. I didn't. Tiana wasn't all that bad.
No, she wasn't. Well, now, which is what I'm saying, they've gotten a lot better of showing princesses, you know, people just in general, in a better light of handling things, you know. And I think something has to do with when the movies came out. Like, back in that day and age, a lot of people still wanted women to be helpless creatures that they needed to fix or they needed to save. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying I don't ever need help, but I pride myself on being quite self-sufficient. I can change the tire on my car. Might take me a minute. I might rather for somebody else to do it, but it's the
not like you can't do it yourself.
And there's the fact that I can rather for you to do it instead of need you to do it. But back to our topic.
Like I said, she's new, folks. She doesn't understand how this goes. We can go everywhere and we'll still get back to the main point. Okay, but you gotta keep going off.
I think it was really. I enjoyed the movie.
Let me ask you this. Would you, because I did this with Micah, would you sit down like someone between the ages of 2 and probably 6 or 7, would you sit them down and have them watch this movie?
I would. I feel like that is, I'm not saying older kids can't watch it or adults can't watch it. I think that is a very good age for them to watch things of that nature. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, like at Micah's age or, you know, 2 through 6, they are learning how to deal with their emotions. So they are learning that a temper tantrum does not get them everything they want. Sometimes they have to use their words to, you know, it's okay to cry, but sometimes you have to use your words to get things fixed. You know, coming from, when you look at 2, they are just coming from that baby stage where crying is literally what they do for everything. They cry when they're hungry, when their diaper needs changed. Like, they cry for everything. They're adorable, but they cry a lot. So you're going from, and maybe 2 is a little too young for the movie, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I'll say it like this, because I had Micah sit down and watch the movie when he was over here one time, just me and him. Mm-hmm. He understood everything.
Well, how old is Micah?
This was before he turned 3, so it was while he was still 2.
But like an older 2, like not newly, I just turned from 1 to 2. You know, I think maybe mid-2s on up. I think a lot of stuff that makes it good is like it's still colorful, so it keeps their attention still. One of my coworkers at work, him and his wife literally watch it all the time. It's just the only thing their child like really wants to sit and watch.
Go ahead then.
And they get really, like, they die laughing when the anger guy, when he gets mad. Like, he gets mad and he blows up. They think it's the funniest thing ever. But It's really cute watching little people watch stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think it's perfect for kids of that age because it shows them there are ways to handle these things. And it's okay to be sad or to, you know, I think it's a good thing for older kids too. It's okay to look back at something mm-hmm. and feel like, I'm sad about this, but I'm happy about this. And that it's not okay to attempt to get on the bus and run away. We've all done it. Everybody has wanted to run away. Everyone has probably attempted to pack a bag to run away and gotten their ass
attempted. Beat. Some of us have bags ready to go.
Some of us have actually done it. But, you know, I think it's really good to show them there are better ways to deal with things. Like, Disney is stepping their game up. I like it. I like that we're not replaying the same movies over and over again.
Okay, what you doing that? Well, no, because I just realized it wasn't just a Disney movie. It was a Disney Pixar movie.
Yeah, but Disney is still... Pixar is still Disney. So, but yeah, it is a Disney Pixar. I thought that's what it was. I was going to correct you, but I didn't want to be wrong on a podcast. And like,
Look, we call each other out on it. Don't worry.
But I think some of the best movies, like when it comes to insight wise, are Disney Pixar collaborations.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, Disney movies are one. I love Disney, but some of the best ones are Disney Pixar. When you want to actually sit down and learn something about life, mm-hmm. Disney right. Pixar is where you go a lot of times.
Hold on.
What are you clicking on?
No, because something froze on here. Okay, unfreeze. Please do. Because I do not want this to be a repeat. Okay, It's back. All right. So let's see. We done talked about how to handle your sadness, all that other good, happy-go-lucky shit.
Did you like the movie?
It took me a while. It was one of the... Okay, let me put it like this. It was one of those movies where... at first... I was okay with it. I was like okay with it, but I wouldn't like say, okay, I want to rewatch this over and over again. Then it just happened to come on TV one night. I was like, okay, fine, I'll sit down and watch it. And then just because I kind of put myself in a space where I was like, okay, I'm just watching a movie for a movie. Started understanding, like, oh my gosh, this is actually a pretty good movie. Uh-huh. So it's a really cool ass movie. And then I was like, okay, I'll watch it again. Then I was like, I'll watch it with Mike and see how he feels. Now, every time anger came on the screen, yeah, he cracked up laughing. And I was like,
I love how they showed the mom and dad's concert. That made me so happy. But I wonder, because I know a lot of people probably don't realize this, but how Joy was in charge of Riley's childhood. Because mm-hmm. as a kid, you're supposed to be happy. Did you notice that anger
was a...
So he has a bad temper. But, and this is kind of sad, the sadness though, like the mom's depressed. Sadness runs her console. Something's wrong with that. And at what point in time, I know this is a little
That's probably for another movie.
But at what point in time though, does your console stop getting run by joy and gets run by sadness or gets run by anger to where you're... an angry person or a depressed person. Like, that's kind of...
Now, I'll say it like this, because I went back, I watched it with Micah, and I saw that, and I was like, okay, I feel like I'm the dad sometimes. Like, that's my anger. That's my console.
If it's that's me, how your console if it, set up?
Like, when it's me, Micah, and Kayla, and then handling Micah, that's definitely me. It was like, okay, I'm going to try putting, like, being joyful with you. Be happy. Come on, hey, Micah. Don't freak out. No. It's all good. We good. You still acting the fool, okay?
Then you bringing the hammer down.
No. Then I'm trying to be like all sad and trying to like show some type of emotion with him. Like, hey, no, you don't have to. Please, because daddy's not going to be happy. Still acts fool. Then it's like, okay, full on anger and now everybody's fucking scared and what, like,
I'm and the like, mom's why? Looking at you like,
why do you have to do really that? And I'm like, but you should have did this shit. But nah, yeah. Yeah, I could go on and on.
I love though how the moms have the picture of the hunky guy. And then when the dad does something right, they throw him away and they're like, gonna keep it for later, into the pocket.
There's a lot of inside jokes there.
It really was. I mean, but Disney's known for its inside jokes.
Yeah, but this one had it kind of like, Disney's inside jokes usually like subtle.
And you have to go
this
back
one,
to
this one, you could see like, ooh, okay.
Like, that's what she's looking at when,
you know, when dad doesn't do
I was thinking when Riley was conceived, but you know.
Wow. That might be why she's sad. That might be why sadness is her thing.
I'm done with you.
Because shit, you don't know.
But well, when you look at it though, there are a lot of women, especially after they have kids, who are depressed with life or who goes through stuff like that. Like even like I think some people don't like to think that postpartum depression is a thing, because when you have kids, you're supposed to be just like a really happy person. Mm-hmm. You have this new bundle of joy, you're supposed to be so happy.
But you're overwhelmed.
But yeah, your hormones are everywhere. You're overwhelmed. You know what I mean? Like you're wearing these big granny panties with like this diaper like pad, and I'm like, you know, your body is like not your body anymore. And, you know, even other than superficial stuff like that, it's like, I know a lot of people don't get help with their depression. So you see a lot of suicidal things, or you see a lot of, you know, shut down things, or people who put on, you know, the mask face. Uh-huh. Like, and if you're not close with people, people don't catch that stuff. And a lot of times your significant other doesn't even catch that stuff, because sometimes I think people only see what they want to see. Just like when people ask you, you know, are you okay? A lot of people ask it just so you can tell them, I'm fine. That's the only way. They don't really just want to courteous. Know. Yes, they don't really want to know if you're okay. They want you to say fine, which is, you know, polite, and continue on about the way. They don't want to be like, well, because then they're like, oh, here we go. What's wrong with you now? You know what I mean? Or like, that's not what I wanted to hear, but okay, you know, I'll sit and listen, because now that I've asked the question, I can't get out of the conversation.
Well, you could, but that'd be rude as a motherfucker.
Rude as hell. Like,
I've done that before.
But if you're polite enough to ask if someone's fine, you're probably not rude enough to walk away while they're in the midst of, you know, telling you that something's wrong.
Yeah. Sometimes.
You would do that? That is rude.
It's rude, but like, at the same time, when you keep hearing the same story over and over again.
I'm not saying same story type of issues. I mean when something's legitimately wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and like, so how would you feel though? Even if it was the same story, and you walked away from someone attempting to tell you what's wrong, and then you turn around and found out because no one was sitting and listening to them, they killed themselves. Would that not make you feel horrible? Don't answer that. I don't want the answer. You look like you're going to say something that's the incorrect answer, and I don't want it.
Well, it's not the incorrect answer, but it's like if something's really wrong and you sat there and done everything you can to help them, and they're still looking at you like, but that's not what's going to help me, and I'm like,
okay. But technically, if you did what you just said, which is walk away because you don't want to listen to it, you did not do all that you could. You could have sat and listened that last time. It does not kill you to sit and listen.
Somewhere. I know it doesn't. Well, it doesn't kill me to sit and listen.
It does not kill you to sit and listen.
True. But it could.
It won't kill you.
It could sometime. You don't know. They could be sitting there just, oh, okay. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here comes the AK and just. Brrr.
Don't be overdramatic.
I'm not being overdramatic.
You definitely are.
I was not being overdramatic there.
You definitely were.
No, I wasn't. But, all right. So, hold on. Here's something I want to throw out there. If you had to rate Inside Out. Wait, how many of the newer Disney or Disney Pixar movies have you seen?
I like to keep up on them. I think I'm pretty well versed at the moment.
Let me put it like this. Since Princess and the Frog.
I've seen what am I comparing it to? Give me a title.
Huh?
What am I comparing it to?
Okay, compare it to Princess and the Frog, Brave, Frozen. Have you seen Wreck-It Ralph?
Yes. Ralph?
Wreck-It Ralph.
I told you I'm well versed.
Folks, we have found our unofficial fifth member of this podcast, just so y'all know. and shit, she might get her own fucking segment. Let's see, what else? Big Hero 6. Just compare it to those. Because we're not touching on Zootopia just yet.
I have seen that too.
We're not going to touch on Zootopia just yet.
So, like, do I think it's better than them? Or, like, do I think it's on par with them? Like, what am I comparing?
Is it, like, where would you rank them in terms of, like...
I do believe it's better than Wreck-It Ralph.
Okay.
Not that I hated Wreck-It Ralph, but I don't love Wreck-It Ralph. Like,
Wreck-It Ralph was kind of like endearing to the gamer.
Well, and I am a gamer. I mean, hold your horses. But it's just not something I'm in love with. Okay. Like, you know, I don't. It was a cute movie, but I'm just not in love with it.
It's like the gaming aspect brought you in, and then the story once you got halfway through. I think
they could have done a lot better with the story, but it was still nice. Kind of Lego movie-ish, although it came out before then. But it was still, it was still nice. Everyone talks about Frozen because I think they're so tired of hearing the Let It Go, but I liked Frozen. I think Inside Out, compared to those movies, is still kind of towards the bottom.
What?
Yes, like... The movies you named are a bunch of movies that I don't feel the need to sit and rewatch a lot. Like, occasionally, I will rewatch them to refresh myself. Okay. They're not, like, those Die Hard movies I could sit and watch over and over again. Like, I don't... A lot of movies that have come out lately, I've loved, but I don't... They haven't made my classic list. Do you know what I mean? Like. Right. Like, I could sit and watch, don't judge me, but, like, Lion King 2. I fucking love that movie. I can tell you the whole... Don't revoke my membership.
Because there's been stupider shit said on here, but...
I can sit in, and I'm not saying it's my very favorite, but I love that movie, and I can sit and do the whole words. Like, don't watch it with me. I will make you angry, because I sit and do the whole, like, script. And I... That, you know, movies like that I could sit and watch over and over again. But some of the new ones that have come out aren't, I don't want to, like, sit and watch you forever.
Is that sense. Okay, hold on. Is that more so due to age or kind of the way it's been presented?
Well, I don't know, because I'm grown now and I will still sit and watch Lion King 2. I went to the theaters to watch Finding Dory. Like, I still, like, love the movies. Mm-hmm. Finding Dory, I will watch her adorable ass over and over again. She is the cutest thing ever. And her eyes are so big. And she's like, my name is Dory and I have short memory loss. She is adorable. I will watch her forever and ever. But, and it might have something to do with age. It may take a little bit more to make my repeat list. Now, all the movies you named are on my, you know, like and own it or like and have it on my hard drive. Mm-hmm. Those are on my list, but they have not made my repeat list. I think it's a little harder to make it as I've gotten older. And, you know, like when you're older, you don't have the fondness of childhood movies. You know, like you like them, but they're not You're not understanding what I mean. Like, but like when you're younger and you go and you sit and watch a movie that you used to watch when you're young, there's a whole nother set of attachment to it. Other than I just like this movie. Like, I love the Aristocats. I will sit and watch them over and over. My mother hates the Aristocats because I used to sit and watch them over and over. Things like that I will go back to, not necessarily because I, like, love the story plot, but they are a familiar thing and I will still sit and watch them. Oliver and Company, I still will sit and go back and watch
Oliver and Company is an underrated fucking movie.
But it is the awesomest. He was adorable with his little cute orange self.
Is it sad that I only like Oliver and Company really because of Sykes?
Yes. You're supposed to like him for Oliver.
Well, okay. I could care less about Oliver in all honesty.
And Jenny.
Jenny tugged at my heartstrings. I could give a shit about Oliver. I really could.
Oliver is adorable with his little self.
For me, it was Sykes, his two Dobermans, and Dodger.
Them mean asses. Dodger is wonderful. Yeah. Well, and I think of, like, so, like, if you look at it as you're older, you think to yourself, like, man, there are really people who live like that and who give their last piece of food to, like, their pets. Mm-hmm. And that kind of makes you sad. But when you watch it when you're younger, it's just like, oh, look at the kitty. He's a fluff ball because he walked over the air crate. He's adorable. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Or when he gets stuck in the box, it's like, oh, you're so sad. And I will take you home with me right now. Like, this is why my parents think that I am just going to have, like, a house full of animals. Because my inhibition level for furry things is very low. I just pick them up and, like, you're coming home with me. I don't have any more room in my apartment. I might get kicked out. you're going to come home with me, though, and I'm going to give you a bath and love you forever. You're so cute.
So you are like the prototypical cat lady.
I have two dogs right now. No cats. I got another one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I used to only have one.
Now you're the prototypical animal lady.
I really am. Well, like, I want to be a zookeeper and, you know, have my own rescues and reservations and stuff. So, like, yes, I am the prototypical. Like, my dad tells me one day I'm going to get rabies because I bring everything home.
Yeah. I can see that happening. But let's see. What are the movies I named? I said...
You said Frozen. You said Princess and the Frog.
Wreck-It Ralph. Oh, shit. I forgot to throw Tangled in there.
Tangled. Tangled is nice. But they're still... They haven't reached my repeat list. I think Maleficent kind of made it onto my repeat list, but she wasn't animated. But she is a Disney movie that did recently come out. Mm-hmm. Angelina Jolie fucking killed it. Like... I love Maleficent. Have you seen Maleficent?
Yep. Haven't seen it. And
okay, you have to watch it.
Well, okay.
It's really good.
Can I watch it by myself?
Sure.
Okay, then I will watch it.
What did you mean by that? Mm-hmm. I wasn't inviting myself to watch it, was
I? I'm just... There's reasons why I haven't watched it and seen Angelina Jolie as Maleficent. Just kind of, it did some things for me.
Oh, get your life! But no, I loved the remake. And I even liked the Cinderella remake. I liked that one as well.
I didn't really like that remake.
I mean, I'm not in love with it like I am Maleficent. I do love Maleficent. I went out and bought the, like, official edition of the movie. Like, not the $19.99, like the $30. You know what I mean? The sparkly box and everything.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I love it.
I don't know. I put this movie probably... I wouldn't put it above Princess and the Frog. Because Princess and the Frog to me just had everything as the last 2D Disney movie probably ever. It had everything that you really remembered about Disney movies.
What, did Princess and the Frog?
Yeah.
I do like Princess and the Frog. Princess and the Frog is like on the cusps of my repeat list.
That's in my favorites. Hell, there are certain scenes in that movie where it's like, you show me, I can repeat it to you word for word for word. Probably not as good now, but I still could back then.
Well, and I get sad about Evangeline and like when he's watching it and he's like, oh, my Evangeline, like up in the sky. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's so sad. I do like Princess and the Frog. She, I believe, is at the top of that list of things you gave me. She would be at the top. Wreck-It Ralph is at the bottom. And I really think the other ones fluctuate depending on my mood.
I got, let's see, Princess and the Frog. No, Big Hero 6 is at the top.
You didn't name Big Hero 6, did you?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Yeah, I said Big Hero 6.
I can sit and watch Big Heroes. Him and Princess and the Frog are my top two right there.
I was going to say, I got Big Hero 6 at 1, Princess and the Frog 2. I put Inside Out.
That's 3?
Because once again, for me, Wreck-It Ralph, it got me there because I was a gamer, but then like the story,
it took a little bit longer. It could have had a lot of...
In all honesty, I kind of felt when they told that story about Turbo, and when I saw that, what was Sarah Silverman's character name?
I don't know.
Fuck it. Her character.
You don't have to pause your words for a second. I have to pee. Okay. I'm
alive. Yeah, she's gonna get the Orlando treatment for that one. Okay, but yeah, the Orlando treatment is basically the first 5 episodes. Orlando would drink tea before we start recording. So what we then started doing was like, okay, every time you got to get up during the podcast to go use the bathroom, after we told your ass, don't go doing this shit before we start the podcast, we start playing the Bubble Guppy song. The recess song when they go outside, when he leaves out, insert it in, when he comes back, okay, cool.
I'm so done with you, and you will not do me like that. It's my first one. I get a pass.
But it's been a while since people's heard it.
Are you really getting ready to play it? Like, it's my first one. I get a pass.
Okay. You get a pass.
All right. What? I'm just saying.
I think I will put this at the beginning, though. I don't know.
But back
to Wreck-It Ralph. It was like, for me as a gamer watching that, when they mentioned Turbo and how, like, going Turbo was basically, like, their own version of a cuss word. Mm-hmm. And then Sarah Silverman's character at the same time, I was like, okay, she's supposed to be in the game. And I already knew that going in. And then I was like, okay, but one of those people, probably the King Candy, was actually Turbo. And then as the movie kind of kept going on and on and on and on, it was like, okay, cool. That's why, for me, Wreck-It Ralph wasn't...
kind of a flip-flop there.
Yeah. It's like, I get it. I get it. The movie was great. It got me in as a gamer.
I think there's just so much more I wanted them to do with it.
Right. Although I did like that Fix-It Felix and that...
Or they... Yeah, how they got together.
Yeah.
Well, because I think part of it was there was so much more I wanted them to do, but I also kind of felt like they did too much. Do you get what I mean? Like, maybe a little too much in there, and you could have done what I really wanted you to do with, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there were some unnecessary people there, I think would be the thing.
They had some game references there just for the fact to be game references.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Zangief.
I'm done with you.
Like, and I thought he was actually going to play a role, and it was like,
yeah, no, and it was like, no. Like, he's just gone.
But Q-Bert, oh no, he played a big role. And I'm like, where the fuck did Q-Bert come from? Who is Q-Bert? I've never seen this
game. Never seen Q-Bert?
No, I've never seen Q-Bert.
You've never played the game where he, like, hops up?
No.
Little step thing?
Nope, never played it.
Get your life. And you call yourself a gamer.
Well, I am. I'm sorry. That's the one game that I haven't seen or played.
I'm just saying.
But yeah, I got Inside Out all the way up. Shit, it's really hard not to talk about Inside Out and not bring up Zootopia, though.
But...
Are we doing
a Zootopia podcast?
We're going to do a Zootopia podcast.
We ought to just pick a day and just knock all the rest of them out. The revamp of the... Honestly, that's what I think we should do. We should pick a day. And we knock out the Inside Out revamp after we've gone back and watched and see if there was anything we wanted to add it there.
Okay.
We need to knock out Big Hero 6. And we need to just go ahead and knock out Zootopia. Because Zootopia, I do like Zootopia. I am quite fond of that movie. I think Zootopia has hit my repeat list.
Zootopia, once the movie was done, was like, okay, you're an all-time favorite. Shit. Okay. I'm not talking about Zootopia on this one. Not talking about Zootopia on this one.
I think it's time for us to go.
I'm not talking about Zootopia on this one. This is a movie fucking review. I'm not talking about... I think we're going to stop this right now before I got to talk about Zootopia.
So what day will we be back here?
Hold on. Let me wrap this shit up here real quick. So,
you got to tell them when we'll be back.
We'll be back when we be back. They see a new episode pop up.
Okay.
Shoot, they still be listening to our first.
You nasty pig.
They know the drill.
Okay, while he's digesting, it was nice to see and talk to everybody.
Did you see anybody?
I seen you.
Okay, well, did you see anybody else that's listening?
It was nice to see you and to talk to everybody. See how that works?
That's better.
There's a comma in between those words if I was to put them on paper. Boom. They separate themselves. Anyway, it would not. Finish your outro, sir.
Okay. So, anyway, this has been the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. Yes, Charisma has extra plus. Blah, blah, blah. She has extra space onto this podcast. She will be probably our movie critic. And more
just
so.
Movies? No, oh, games no.
You're coming back for more, but you're dead on movie critic now.
Thank you.
If you would like to have any questions answered by me, new person Charisma, Keenan, Orlando, or Aja, if you want any questions answered by us, email us at csywpodcast@gmail.com. You can listen to us at csyw.podomatic.com. You can check us out on Google Play, Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast, or on the iTunes store. Now, if you're going to look us up, it's Cartoon Something You Know, and it's Y. OUKNO and then a capital W HAT. Because some of y'all still getting confused. You put two W's in your notes. Not two W's, just one W. Tricky, but you'll get it. All donations go through PayPal are put back into this podcast. And that is about all the time we have. So go ahead and sign yourself. Oh, wait, you already signed yourself off.
Bye, everybody.